It's during times of uncertainty when we perhaps struggle with how to respond when the ground continuously shifts and shakes beneath our feet, when our survival feels threatened, that working with our dreams offers us opportunities to see our best way forward. Your dreams during this period help you to understand and get clarity on your deepest conflicts around the kinds of issues that these times present. And they give you potentially healing pathways you can take and offer clarity on how to grow through and emerge from this period with a deeper sense of self and how you want to be in the world. Far into the future, or maybe not really so far, we all hope and trust that our world will have shifted and changed in positive ways. Understanding and working with our dreams can help direct that process, and this is something that you can begin right now. So let's look at some typical COVID dream themes, what they mean, and what insight you can gain from them. But first, a little bit about dreaming. So the job of dreaming is to process your conscious and unconscious experiences of the last 1 to 2 days. Compare these with similar past experiences. And sometimes project forward to possible future scenarios and how you might handle them. Think of dreaming as a nightly mindset update. The sheer volume of experiences many of us are processing at the moment is one of the reasons why our dreams are crammed full and spiced with high emotion. You may have had vivid, crazy, momentous dreams during past personal crises for similar reasons. So dreams tend to be more vivid when you're processing strong emotions. The emotions you're aware of, the emotions you try to repress, and the emotions of which you are unaware but which simmer in your unconscious mind. The more vivid a dream, the more likely you are to recall it when you wake up. And this can give you the impression that you're dreaming more than usual. In reality, you generally spend the same proportion of your sleeping time dreaming, but many of those dreams fade from your memory as morning dawns. Now, if you're sleeping for longer, if you normally get away with, say, a 6-hour sleep, and you've been sleeping in because you don't have to catch transport to work, then you may be also remembering more dreams because 60 to 80% of our dreams happen in the last 2 hours of an 8-hour sleep. You may also be dreaming scarier dreams during this time because you're processing your fears about the pandemic and all its implications. Whenever you feel fear in a dream, fear and stress hormones are released into your blood, preparing you for fight or flight. And this hormone burst will often wake you up from a scary dream, a nightmare, leading to broken sleep and feelings of exhaustion the following day. So here's a tip. When you wake up from a nightmare, reimagine the dream with a positive ending. What you need to do is imagine transforming whatever was scary in the dream into something more positive. Now, don't kill off the scary thing, you must transform it. And this changing of the story in your imagination not only begins to calm you, but also triggers your unconscious mind to start finding positive ways to address and resolve your fears. So, as promised, what kinds of dreams might you be having during the coronavirus pandemic? And the first one is dreams of feeling out of control. There's only so much you can control during times of uncertainty. Dreams of driving an out-of-control car, trying to control a crazy situation, trying to pack and organise in the middle of a state of chaos may all reflect your conscious and unconscious feelings of being out of control. When you examine the details of such a dream, you'll discover your deeper beliefs about control and perhaps understand where issues of control have been limiting you in the past. The opportunity is to accept what you can and can't control. It can be an opportunity to open to change, to flow without needing to control, to be curious about what might happen if you loosened your grip on the metaphorical steering wheel and opened to exploring different ways of travelling through life. Dreams of earthquakes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are another common theme. Now, you can't take a dream dictionary approach to interpreting dreams. Every dream is unique and personal, so take my suggestions and see how they fit in your life. It's the details of a dream that deliver an accurate interpretation. We're just looking at general themes here. You may dream of earthquakes because life at the moment feels like it's constantly rumbling and shifting and changing. The known ground you were so sure about yesterday, your workplace, the promise of travel, your income, your freedom to hug those you love, may no longer be there to support you. Tornadoes in your dream may be excellent metaphors for how you feel at the moment or for your fears about what is yet to come. While tsunamis may represent that feeling of overwhelm that threatens to knock you off your feet or leave you drowning in your emotions. And the opportunity in these kind of dreams is to welcome the good things that change may ultimately bring, to build new and firmer ground under your feet, ground that supports you in different and better ways. The crisis may continue, but you may develop or find innovative ways that get you and others through and offers brighter, longer-term prospects. Dreams of being trapped. I'm sure you know what this means in the current pandemic context. Such dreams most likely reflect your feelings or fears around being in isolation, quarantine, lockdown, sickness, or unable to pay your bills, support others, travel. Again, interpreting these dreams can help you to understand your mindset around being trapped physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. Self-awareness is part of the solution. The opportunity is to discover how you can expand. You may feel physically trapped indoors, but how can you expand mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, or perhaps in a business or altruistic sense during this time? Dreams of bugs. I've heard many dreams about bugs during this time. Bugs like insects biting people's skin, or huge lice in their hair, or swarms of flying, devouring insects coming towards them. On one level, these dreams may symbolize your fears of the virus invading your body. On a more likely level, these dreams may be about feeling irritated or bugged by the situation or issues around you. Things can easily get under your skin and you might be super sensitive. The details of your dream will reveal what's going on for you and offer potential solutions. So the opportunity in these kind of dreams is to explore your personal boundaries or to acknowledge your propensity towards feeling irritation and reach out to respond to life in more gracious ways. Dreams of loss. This dream theme looms large in many people's dreams right now. It needs no explanation. The list of potential losses is never ending. Health, money, security, job, business, relationship, fitness, intimacy, physical connection with family, control, sense of identity, you know, your job title and so on, sense of belonging, the old way of life. Such dreams may be processing your experiences of actual loss or your fears of potential loss. The opportunity here is to transform loss into found. What new job, business, or identity might you find in the face of loss? What new ways of connecting might you find with your family? What new ways of being in the world might evolve for you when we finally emerge from this pandemic? Dreams of death. While some of these dreams may be processing your grief for those who have died from the virus, or your fears around contracting the virus yourself, or your fears and beliefs around death, death dreams at this time are more likely to be symbolic. Think death of the old. What has died in your life? Or what do you feel is dying in your life? You know, your energy, your income, your previous lifestyle, your physical social life, certain dreams, aspirations, and ways of being in the world? The opportunity is to discover what to birth from the death. What new ways to bring into the world as the old ways fade away. And lastly, naked in public. This dream theme also seems to be increasing for some people. Essentially, the dream is about feeling or fearing being exposed, being seen in your true colours, letting your public image slip. So possibilities here might include fears around not being able to keep up with perfect haircuts and colouring, Botox or other beauty treatments because of social distancing. Another possibility is fear of being seen in your home environment on those Zoom meetings that used to take place in the boardroom. Instead, you have perhaps iffy lighting, domestic backdrops, and the occasional child popping in for some attention. At a deeper level, an increase in these kinds of dreams may reflect exploring fears around changing how you present yourself to the world, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. The opportunity here is to embrace authenticity and vulnerability and to relax notions of perfection. So there are other dream themes prevalent during this candid pandemic, but let's stop there. Vivid dream themes like these can all help you to acknowledge and validate your emotions and vulnerabilities while revealing, through the dream details, any blocks, limiting beliefs, or unresolved issues that may be holding you back from flowing with change in healthy ways. And those dream details, once interpreted, add valuable personal insight to help you through these challenging times. Each of the opportunities I've suggested can serve as points of contemplation in waking life. You might ask yourself, for example, if I feel trapped, how can I expand? Or if I feel lost, what can I find? Or if I feel exposed, how might I flip that into embracing authenticity? There is wonderful value in such waking life contemplation. You will come up with fruitful answers, but if you include working with your dreams, you'll access deeper insight and unique personal truths to guide you on your way.